Back here on today's Lightly Radio Sports page, we're getting to know the new head coach of the Pella Christian Girls Soccer Program, Matt Dowie, a little bit better. Matt, thanks for joining us. And let's start off with just telling us a little bit about your background and leading up to you taking over the girls soccer program here on Eagle Lane.
Yeah, I have played or been involved with soccer most of my life. Started as a young kid, first grade, I think, when I moved to Pella, started playing. That took me all the way through college, where I played at Northwestern College. And then after that, it didn't take long for me to jump into the coaching ranks. So I was a volunteer at Northwestern the year after I graduated. And then that was on the men's side. And then I got hired on as assistant on the women's program for, I think, 3 years after that. And then we moved out of Orange City, and so I stopped coaching there. But it led me to Southeast Polk with some connections to Northwestern College and everything. So I was there on the boys' side for 2 years. And then, again, a move to Pella took me away from that job. And then last year, Mike Buchheit, the coach last year, reached out to me. He's like, hey, you want to help me out? So I did that last year, and then here I am this year as a head coach. So.
Very neat. And before we talk about anything more soccer-related, anything else, I noticed that in there you said we moved a couple of times there. So yes. Tell us a little bit about the family and the excitement you guys have to be back here in the Pella area.
Yeah, I am married. My wife is Lauren. We've been married for almost 11 years now. We have two kids, Hudson, who is going to be 10, and then Carter, who by May will be 7. So 9 and 6 at the moment. They're a lot of things going on. They're a handful at times, but a lot of fun as well. And my family, since I grew up, my parents are still here. Grew up in Pella. My parents are still here. So they're great to have around for my kids and everything and babysitting and all that sort of stuff. So it's good to be back in Pella.
Very neat. Now, I'll ask this question in twofold here because it's about the hobby. So as a family, what are some of the things you like to do when you're not on the soccer pitch coaching or maybe even playing, you know? But then also you yourself, when, you know, you have a little bit of quiet time from, you know, the kids running around or something like that, what are some of the things that you as a family enjoy doing and then you personally enjoy doing in your free time?
For the family, it revolves around the kids. Surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, both kids are pretty into sports. And so we're outside playing basketball or kicking a soccer ball or throwing a football on the trampoline, things like that. My youngest is also into kind of dinosaurs and building Legos and that sort of stuff. So my oldest is also a monster truck guy. So there's a lot of things, but it revolves around monster trucks, building, playing sports, things like that with the family, which is a lot of fun. Myself, I am a engineer is my full-time job. I'm a software engineer. So I am also not necessarily like the Lego building, but I'm a very kind of puzzles and brain teasers and things like that. So I love those types of puzzles or things to kind of test the brain a little bit. So when I do find time, it's that or following Ohio State football or Duke men's basketball. Those are kind of the things for me. So
very neat. And we're talking to Matt Dowie, the new girls soccer coach at Pella Christian here on today's Mainly Radio Sports page, getting to know him a little bit better. And we'll ask another kind of twofold question because I know for athletes it could kind of change here. So in season, out of season, favorite meal or like a pregame meal, something of those natures, what's the go-to meal if you had to pick like one that you could have for the rest of your time here on Earth?
Rest of time here on Earth. This is kind of crazy because I didn't, but I kind of chose my college destination based on this, but I'm a huge Pizza Ranch fan. So Pizza Ranch, it's a chicken bacon ranch pizza. That's my go-to. You can't go wrong with a dessert pizza as well. So that should probably be out of season, you know, what I go to. In season or, you know, that sort of thing, it's, I would say probably something quick. It shouldn't be like fast food type stuff. A good, you know, Subway sandwich or something like that, kind of a quick but also not heavy, things like that is a good one as well.
I like both of those options as well. And the type of pizza you mentioned too from Pizza Ranch, it was like we're recording around lunchtime. It made me feel a little bit hungry, I will say. So, you know, it didn't mean to make us hungry, but, you know, when you're at home with the family, you get all the kids put to bed, what's the go-to, like, snack, like midnight snack?
Midnight snack. So I've had in my college career, I had teammates and friends that are from Brazil. I have visited them in Brazil, and they have something called pão de queijo in Brazil. It's like a cheese bread, essentially, is what it translates to. But it's a small cheese bread. Costco, we found, sells this cheese bread. It's a little bit different, but it's essentially the same thing. So that's an easy, get it out of the freezer, you put it in the oven. That's been the go-to at the moment.
All right, then. That sounds very interesting. Very good, I have to give that a try at some point.
Yeah.
When you look at getting ready to start your time here at Pele Christian, as we kind of wrap up and getting to know you a little bit better, what's the thing you're most excited about here for year number one, leading a girls soccer team that is trying to get back to the state tournament and has had success in spite of not quite reaching that ultimate goal of getting to County Sports Complex at the end of the year?
That's one of it, is can I elevate the team to be able to reach some of those goals like the state tournament? I was a part of it in the past, and I know the excitement and the joy that the experience brings as a player doing that. So being able to bring that to this program and the girls that go through it would be incredible and a goal for sure. I've also really enjoy kind of pouring into the players that I have. And so I had a great time last year as an assistant coach with these girls. And so really looking forward to expanding upon that relationship, and kind of being with them more as the head coach, and how can I pour into them and kind of share my experiences with life with them and kind of set them up for future beyond Pele Christian High School.
Very awesome, Matt. Appreciate you letting us get to know you a little bit better today, and wish you best of luck on the upcoming season here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Matt Dowie, head coach of the Pele Christian girls soccer team, letting us get to know him a little bit better on today's Lately Radio Sports page.